The unofficial recount of 2020 election results that's taking place here in Arizona is moving into a new phase. The Arizona Republic's Jen Fifield has been one of the reporters allowed into the former NBA arena where that audit is happening. It's led by state Senate Republicans and backers of former President Trump. Jen, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. And we understand the hand recount of ballots in Maricopa County is now wrapping up this week. How significant is that milestone?
It's a bit significant, but they still have a lot of work to do. So this isn't only a recount. They're also inspecting each ballot, which is a bit unusual, as you know, for election audits. This started as a few conspiracy theories came out after the election. One saying that bamboo fibers were inserted into our ballots. Another saying that Trump had watermarked our ballots in order to tell if they were real ballots. They started by looking at those things. It seems like they've shifted and moved on to looking at other parts of the ballot to see if it's a legitimate ballot, thinking that there's fraudulent ballots submitted into this election. They're reviewing the voter rolls. There's many other components. They were supposed to be done 60 days in. We are going to be nearing that point soon. And so they're trying to wrap up and deliver a final report.
When I hear you describe those allegations about the ballots, I feel like I need to say again that there is no evidence of fraud in this election. It has been certified as legitimate by the courts and by elected officials in both parties, right?
Yes, absolutely. The Republican-led board of supervisors here did audits required under state law. They asked many questions about the election and how it went to feel comfortable enough to certify the results here.
All right. Well, we have spoken with reporters like you and even the top Republican election official in Maricopa County during this long process. He said the state's reputation is suffering during this audit. On the other hand, Republican lawmakers, state lawmakers from all over the country now, have started visiting the state, including several this week. What are you seeing there?
Very true. There's a lot of focus here, what's happening here, not just in the U.S., but also internationally. Many Trump Republicans who are trying to make the case that they are defender of election integrity are traveling here to see the audit in person. At the same time, you know, this audit has been criticized by election integrity, security, auditing experts across the country for a lack of integrity. They're coming here saying they want audits like this in their states. We've had visitors from Pennsylvania, Georgia, Alaska, today Virginia, all coming and touring the audit floor, which has very limited access for anyone else. It seems like whatever special guest they want to bring on, they get this private tour while the journalists and others are confined into a press box or not allowed in.
Oh, that's an interesting point. Arizona Republic columnist Lori Roberts writes for your paper, said that these visits by other Republicans are, you know, her words here, wacko tourism. Clearly, she's against it. Many people are against what's happening there in Arizona. But what do you think the impact is on the state? I mean, in one way, it sounds like it's actually elevating the Republicans who are backing the effort.
I think we'll see more how this plays out in 2022. There's a lot of Republicans here who are still focused on 2020 and others in the party who are saying we need to focus on 2022. We need to, take back some of the seats that we've lost. We need to focus on campaigning for those elections. And what this audit does for those campaigns is going to be the most interesting thing to see in the next year.
So what do you expect next for this audit? You said the hand recount is ending, wrapping up this week. Now we're into the paper inspection phase of it. What do you expect next? When will this be done?
They have to be out of the Coliseum where they're reviewing the ballots by June 30th. I assume that they would try to deliver a final report within 3 to 4 weeks. I'm going to be focused in the next few weeks at looking at what that final report might say based off of other audits such as this that have come up, unconventional audits where people have been trying to prove widespread voter fraud, trying to look at what could be in that final report.
And do you have any hints or any idea?
Not yet, but we can check back in soon.
All right. We'll check in with you by the end of the month when this whole thing is over. Jen Fifield is a reporter for the Arizona Republic. She has been at the Coliseum in Phoenix where the audit, the unofficial recount of ballots in Maricopa County, is ongoing. Thank you very much.
Thank you.